Today is National Caregivers Day, recognizing those who help friends or family members who are living with an illness, injury, or disability. A 2024 report paints a picture of Montanans who rely on public assistance, a picture largely populated by caregivers. The report, commissioned by the Headwaters Foundation, finds about one in four Montana families, or 120,000, received income-based public assistance in a given year after Medicaid expansion. It says most are working families with children or family members who are older or disabled. Bryce Ward of ABMJ Consulting compiled the report.
It's not hard to imagine how they got into this situation, right? They're just low-income workers, or they're people for whom it's hard to work. They're old or disabled, or they have kids or other caregiving responsibilities.
Medicaid expansion is getting a lot of attention in the current Montana legislature. House Bill 245, which would continue the program beyond its original June sunset date, was referred to the Senate Committee on Finance and Claims yesterday after passing the House earlier this month. A big takeaway from the report is that there's no typical participant in public assistance, and many who need it use it for brief time periods. Ward notes that conversations in the policy and media spaces can have what he calls a dehumanizing element. He hopes the report will change that.
These populations include all the different types of people in Montana. You probably know lots of people who have or are on income-based public assistance.
The median family of three with income around the poverty line receives about $400 a month in benefits, according to the report. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.